Questa è una dimostrazione tecnica data da Ron Hubbard il 23 maggio 1962. La rispettiva traduzione può essere trovata nel fascicolo allegato. Il titolo è Pescare e frugare. Verificare aghi sporchi. Questo nastro dura 74 minuti. Riprodotto da Golden Era Productions.
We're going to give you a proper session. And we're going to do some fish and fumble with it. I told you just a moment ago, we're going to look for this tick-tick. And we're going to see if we can find this tick-tick. Find out what it was, because that had me mighty curious when I had you on the line.
That was the one on that prep check chain that went down.
Yeah, that's right. That was an interesting thing. I actually did narrow it down to just that. And since that, so we'll see if it's still there. Okay. Is it all right with you if I begin this session now?
Yeah.
Good. Start of session. Has the session started for you?
Yeah, not really.
All right. Here it is. Start of session.
Okay.
What goals would you like to set for this session?
Be able to get to sleep easier at night. I've been having trouble getting to sleep.
All right.
Nice. And to...
Good.
To stay in present time when I'm studying. And I sort of run out, get out of present time. Find myself reading over a paragraph or a bulletin or something like that. When I'm...
Okay. All right. Any other goals?
I'll do it.
All right. You got an ARC break there? All right, thank you. Any goals you'd like to set for life or livingness?
I like to. Well, I have a goal. It's an almost impossible goal, but maybe it's possible, you know?
Yeah.
I need to get class 2 by the end of the month or by the end of this period. But, you know, it's get pretty close there.
All right. Anything else?
I like to be auditing next week, start auditing.
All right.
Champing up a bit. I like those commandos who want to, you know, get out.
All right. Okay, Fred. Now, look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room. All right. Now, let's see. What process was working on you? It was touch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Squeeze the cans. Thank you. Put the cans down. All right. I'm going to run a little bit of touch here. All right. Touch that table. Thank you. Touch that wood. Thank you. Touch that ashtray. Thank you. Touch that chair. Thank you. Touch those cans. Good. Give them a squeeze. Squeeze them. All right, squeeze them. Hey, that's a difference. All right, thank you. All right, that's it. Now, check this on the meter. Look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room. Thank you. Relatively clean. Just a little slow down. Doesn't matter. Feel better?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you know? That was fast enough, wasn't it? All right. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? Thank you. That's clean. Since the last time I audited you...
A lot of water's gone into the bridge.
Since the last time I audited you, have you done anything that you are withholding? I have an action plan.
Well, I got an over to get Robin, I guess.
Okay.
That was pretty funny. Anyway, when I left left that post, I wrote a whole series of notes,
yeah,
explaining the job to whoever I addressed them to, franchise secretary.
Right.
Whole series of notes explaining the job, explaining various aspects, various things I was working on, and I wasn't exactly sure Robin was going to come on the post, but I was pretty sure. And But I thought it'd be kind of funny if I, you know, it'd be interesting if I wrote these notes and told Robin how to do the job. But anyway, it was kind of an overdo.
Okay. All right, let me check that on the meter.
Yeah.
Since the last time I audited you, have you done anything you are withholding? Got a little tick there.
Well, it's,
That's it.
This friend of mine, it's about this, remember about suspicions about that key, and about this
yeah.
friend who saw that key. I never got in touch with him. I wrote him a letter saying, you know, gee, I haven't seen you, and give me a call. I got the letter back. Not at that address.
All right.
You know, and I was, wondering what happened. Something's wrong there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I had to check in.
Mm.
Because, he wouldn't move without letting me know his new address.
Mm.
I might have wrote it to the wrong address.
Mm.
But I don't think so.
Mm.
And something's wrong there. I have to look into that.
All right. Very good. All right, let me check this on the meter.
Yeah.
Since the last time I audited you, have you done anything that you are withholding? Little tick, much smaller.
Yeah.
That's it?
I had a party at my place and some girls over and kind of a wild party.
All right. Okay.
I told you about that.
Yeah.
Probably the group, you know.
Okay.
I love that party.
All right, let me check that on the meter. Since the last time I audited you, have you done anything that you are withholding? That's cleaning the wolf's tooth. Very good? All right. Do you have a present time problem? Thank you, that's clean. Okay. Now, I told you about fishing around here.
Yeah.
We're going to do some fish and fumble, see where we wind up here. And mysteriously, I have no tick-tick.
Well,
honestly, what are you going to say?
I don't know. It was on that chain, and it was on that past life, or connected up with it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if I found that again, I could, I don't know if it was that or something else or what.
Well, that you know.
There's something about messing with little girls.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. All right. Well, we didn't have to fish very long then, did we? It was something about messing with little girls.
Yeah.
And just like that, we get it back. All right, let me check it now.
Yeah.
Okay. What about messing with little girls? Well, that isn't quite the tick-tick.
No.
Now, let me see if we can get it just a little closer than that. There it is. What did you think of?
Dang, I just kind of looked at the little something there and kind of looked away. I can't, you know, sort of a hunk of something, you know.
Yeah,
gray
yeah,
hunks
yeah,
of something.
Right.
I don't have any
there it is
eyes.
Again.
It looks like a rocket ship nose or something, or a bomb nose or something like this. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Well, let me check this over again. What about messing with little girls? There's a tiny little slowdown there.
Well, I looked at that thing again when you mentioned it.
Something here about messing with little girls in the nose of a rocket ship?
I looked at that and there was something connected there someplace. I don't know what.
Yeah.
But you see, it's kind of a, you know, what's happening here? You know, how come this connects up like this or something like that? You know?
All right, well, I'll find it.
Yeah.
I'll find it. Now, there it is. What were you looking at?
Well, that was those two little girls that we talked about that prep tech session.
That's it.
Those two twins,
uh-huh.
The other twins or sisters that I messed with,
uh-huh.
and back in those early days of my life.
That's it.
I was 10 years old or so.
And we were going down that chain.
Yeah. We kind of went past them and.
All right, let me see if I can get a what question that's right into the middle there.
Yeah.
What about sexually interfering with little girls? That's it.
Is it?
I get a tiny or smaller read.
Yeah.
I might be able to vary that just a little bit. There it is. What's that?
That's a picture of sexually interfering with a little girl.
Yeah?
But I don't think it's this lifetime. I mean,
well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's that sex pervert.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a sex pervert thing. That's tied up with I think it's the same little girl as in that other picture I've had so many years I looked at.
What was that?
The one of having a little girl their panties down and with switching her.
Hmm.
And seeing, this picture is seeing an older man do this, watching it from the bushes or something like this,
mm-hmm.
in the yard of this
right.
place with a stream right. going by or something like that.
Right.
I've had that picture so long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I'm not sure if it's the same girl or not.
All right. Hold your cans still there. Let me check it. Let me check another little what here. What about punishing little girls? Clean. Mm-hmm. What about sexually interfering with little girls? It's not giving me the same read as the double tick.
Yeah.
There's, what's that?
Switching little girls.
What about switching little girls? That isn't it.
Eating little girls?
Beating little girls?
Beating or eating?
Eating.
Eating little girls.
All right. What about eating little girls? Oh, I get something of a reaction there. What about eating little girls? Clean.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me try another what question here. What about stealing little girls? I get an action here.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the reason I'm putting that together isn't a shot in the dark. You were talking about taking over a body before this lifetime.
Yeah.
And I was getting a reaction on that. And what about taking over little girls? I don't get the same reaction.
Mm-hmm.
What about stealing little girls? An instant read on that. What about stealing little girls? It's not the same instant read I'm fishing for, however. Mm-hmm. There it is. It was just for a minute we went by it.
Boy, that's awfully fast, you know? Boy, it's something that's really occluded. All around it, I can't.
All right.
I keep thinking about, on the same line, I don't know if it's just jazz or what. But something that I ran, some past like this way back.
Mm-hmm.
Spaceship, just wanted taking over, supposed to burn off this planet and save one city and rape the city or something like that.
What's this now?
A
burner?
Yeah, to burn off the whole planet.
Oh, you burn off the whole planet?
Yeah, I was supposed to burn the whole thing off, but I saved one city and I raped the city before I burned it off.
Yeah.
And part of that was, at least as I came up with, I don't know, that picture.
Well, now there's the double tick.
Yeah. A tick took all the five-year-old girls and all the five-year-old blonde little girls in the town into the palace and raped them all.
Mm-hmm. We give them a tick-tick.
Yeah. And then did that. I ordered my men, and I raped all these little girls.
Mm-hmm. There's a tick-tick.
And then afterward, we burned the city off.
All right. Let's see if I can make up a what here.
Mm.
What about raping a city? All right. What about raping little girls? What about raping little girls? No. What about that auditing session? What about that auditing session that you ran that in? That's it. There's a latent on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What auditor was that?
I think it was Stan.
Who?
Stan Strongfield.
Yeah.
I think it was him. Must have been him.
Was it? I don't get a reaction there. Was it Stan Stromfeld that ran that? I don't get any reaction on that.
Oh, no.
Somebody earlier than that?
Janine? No. Unless it's New York. Oh, maybe it was Doris. damn, I can't.
All right, let's put it together.
Living, past lives, and...
Sure, you got the, there's the ghost of the tick.
Denise? But,
yeah. There it is. Microscopically smaller.
Yeah, I know. Something there.
I just want to know what auditor it was.
I'm not sure. You know? I mean, I don't really...
All right, well, let me help you out, man. Yeah. All right, was it a girl auditor? Was it a male auditor? Male auditor. Did it happen in the United States? Did it happen in Paris? All right. Did it happen in Paris? Now I've got a double tick. What are you thinking about? Happening in Paris?
Vincent? Mario? Maybe it was Jack Campbell.
Right. Was it Jack Campbell?
Maybe it was.
All right, was that auditor Jack Campbell?
Yeah, I guess it was.
There's something here about
yeah.
It.
Yeah, I guess it was, because he ran me on RT3. I think it was OT3.
Yeah.
And it went way back.
Mm-hmm.
Into a lot of stuff.
Now we're getting a double tick here.
Yeah. Was that?
All right. Do you remember this?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, did Jack Campbell miss a withhold on you?
Undoubtedly. No doubt.
All right.
Yeah, I think he did.
All right. Let me check that on the meter. Did Jack Campbell miss a withhold on you? I get a reaction. All right.
It's like saying, did Jack Campbell ever audit you? I mean, it's like the same question. Back in the, it's funny.
Now, we're taking off from that as a zero question.
All right. Oh.
All
there must
right.
be something there, a line chart.
Okay. Now let me check out a possible one.
Okay.
What did you successfully hide from Jack Campbell? All right, let me check that. Now let me check another one. What have you done to Jack Campbell? Well, we're going to take that first.
Yeah, good idea, I think.
Rightly or wrongly, we will take that first because it'll flatten rather rapidly.
Yeah.
All right, we will test that. Now, we know that you have withheld from him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, would that be doing something to him?
Action withholding from him?
Yeah, we actually are wrong here in phrasing this one question, but I'm just testing this thing. Is there a specific overt? I get a tick.
Yeah, it's kind of a specific overt set many times, in a sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first overt, really, is... I considered it kind of something... Not quite right, or I didn't... Well, when I first took the communication course in Paris, this,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Scientology communication course, the communication course,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have the money for the course. I told him that, I knew he liked me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I knew he and Gurney liked me. I knew they were interested in me. They liked my work, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so I said, I'd like to take this course, Jack, but I can't pay for it. I don't have the money.
Mm.
Like that. Now, I might have been able to scrape the money up if I agreed. You know, if he said, well, no, you go after the money, you can come and take the course.
All right.
But he said, I don't have the money. I can't take it. He said, all right, it's all right. He said, we want you to get the course. You can pay me later. I said, well, fine.
Tell me this now.
Good.
Tell me this now. Was that the question we're on? Doing something to him now. What specifically did you do to him there?
I kind of conned him into giving the course for nothing.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good. You conned him into it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. All right. Now, what about conning Jack Campbell?
Yeah, it's a good one question.
All right.
It's a good one question. Very good.
Good. Yeah, that's the one we're going to work.
Yeah, that makes me sweat a little bit.
All right. Very good. When was that?
Summer of 1958.
Very good. Is that all there is to it?
Well, I thought, what have I to lose here? You know, nothing in this course, and I'm paying later on.
Good enough. All right. And what might have appeared there?
Well, I could have shaken some money up from someplace.
All right. Very good. And who didn't find out about that?
Well, Jack didn't. The fact I could have gotten money someplace to pay.
All right. Very, very good. Okay. When was that? Very specifically.
July of... Moscow Art Theater was in town.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the end of June. End of June in 1958.
All right. Good. And what else is there about this?
Well, I went on, took the course, and... conned him again into giving me the HPA course without paying for it.
All right. Okay. Now, what didn't appear there?
50,000 francs of the HPA course.
Oh, I see.
It still hasn't appeared.
All right. And who didn't find out about that?
Well, the people I owed money to didn't find out that I was spending more money or, you know, putting mm-hmm. myself into more debt.
I see.
In a sense. Kind of a little bit of an over against them, very funny.
What?
Just getting more debts without paying them off.
I see.
Know, something like
All right.
that.
Very good. Very good. All right. Now let's test this what question. Mm-hmm. What about conning Jack Campbell? I have to test it again. What about conning Jack Campbell? It seems to have a tiny little bit of reaction on it. Let me ask you this. Is there any earlier moment there? Is there anything earlier before that comm course? What's that?
Yeah. Had coffee or something with Jack and Gurney.
Yeah.
And Jack paid for the coffee or the drink or something earlier when I first met him. And I kind of conned him there. A little bit. You know, he paid for the drink.
All right. Well, when was that?
It was after a... It must have been after a... it must have been that spring. Around March or something like that.
Get a tick-tick. Yeah, all right. Good enough.
Right here.
All right. What else is there to that?
That was the first time I saw him.
That's the first time you ever saw him?
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah, Gurney invited me for a drink after an American Embassy Little Theater Group
mm-hmm.
production.
Oh.
I'm not sure if it was hers or somebody else's. And with her and Jack, and I saw this character.
Ah. Okay. And what might have appeared there?
Well, I had a couple hundred francs in my pocket, I guess, to pay for the drinks.
All right.
I think I was broke or something. And I had to con him, you know, I couldn't pay the drink. Something like this is funny.
All right, very good. Who didn't find out about it?
Well, Jack didn't. Jack knew it.
All right, very good. Very good. All right. Let me test this what question again. What about conning Jack Campbell? Still got an action. Did you meet him any earlier than that?
Yeah.
You meet Jack Campbell earlier than that?
Man, I don't remember if I do.
Come on. Did you meet him earlier than that? I got a reaction here.
No?
Let me test this very carefully before I send you off on a wild goose chase.
Yeah.
All right. Did you meet Jack Campbell earlier than that? You've got a reaction here, man.
Jack Campbell earlier.
Yes, Jack Campbell earlier.
I knew Gurney before I knew Jack.
Uh-huh.
First, I remember Gurney as meeting her after one of my productions there.
All right.
And, heard about Jack. Damn. Or something, and I was kind of curious about him.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what are you piling around with there? You got a double pick.
Yeah, it was meeting Gurney.
Yeah.
After that production.
Right.
In the foyer of the American Students and Artists Center.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some unknown there I can't remember about this. I wonder where Jack was or something like this. I've never met him, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder where Jack was
mm-hmm.
or something. You know, I mean, there's something like that. This,
mm-hmm.
God.
All right. Just experimentally, was there a desire to withhold yourself from meeting Jack? No. All right. Let me check this what question again. What about conning Jack Campbell? Still reacts.
When meeting Gurney, I intended to get her interested in my theater project.
Ah.
And maybe that's conning Jack a little bit, by getting Gurney interested.
All right.
Inadvertently conning Gurney into getting her to back my theater project.
All right.
Because I heard she was important, you know.
All right.
She had connections.
And we got a little tick-tick. Yeah.
Money and connections.
All right.
Maybe it's kind of over against Jack. I'm conning him too or something.
Well, you don't have to add it up to him. Were you trying to con Gurney?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, is there a missed withhold right there at that meeting?
First meeting with Jack, yeah.
No, with Gurney.
Gurney.
There a missed withhold there with Gurney. What would it be? What didn't she find out about?
About me? She didn't know. That, well, first, when I first met her, I didn't, here was this big fat woman, you know.
Oh, I see.
You know, And but had a lot of pretty alive. You know, Gurney's pretty alive.
Mm.
She was interested in me because she'd seen the production, liked it. And I don't know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
She's very nice, talking to me. She's got some admiration there and stuff like this. You know, it's nice.
So have you answered the auditing question there? Is there a missed withhold from Gurney? I haven't got a reaction on it.
No, I can't think of
it. All right. Now, let me test this what question again, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. What about conning Jack? Now, we've got... still got a little tick here.
Yeah.
All right. Did you meet Jack Campbell, coming back to one we had before, did you meet Jack Campbell earlier than this? All right. Let me ask you once more. Did you meet Jack Campbell earlier than this? I'm not getting a reaction on that. I'll say it once more, because you're getting dives here. Did you meet Jack Campbell earlier than this? No, that's clean.
Yeah.
All right. Now, is there a meeting between that first meeting with Gurney and what you were saying was the first meeting with Jack when he bought the drink?
Meeting with Gurney? Between that time?
Yeah, well, is there a second meeting with Gurney before you met Jack?
Gee, I sure got it occluded. There is. There must have been.
Uh-huh. We got the double action is on there.
Yeah.
What goes on here?
Gee, I'm just trying to think of what it was.
All right, good.
Yeah. It must have been, because by the time I met Jack, Gurney and I were already good friends, you know.
All right.
What happened in there?
Yeah. All right, when might that have been?
March? I first met her, right? God, 58. What was that, Streetcar Named Desire? Yeah, Streetcar Named Desire. I first met her then it must have been sooner than Streetcar. Man, I got so much confusion through this period.
Interesting.
Interesting.
All right. Okay. How can I help you out there?
Well, I'm not sure what to look for now. I kind of got lost on.
All right. I asked you if there was a meeting with Gurney before you, that first meeting and when you met Jack.
Yeah,
and I was asking
several
you.
Several of them.
When was that period?
Yeah. I can't remember when I first met Gurney.
That's it. We haven't got the first meeting spotted, have we?
Yeah.
All right. Well, when might it have been?
It seems to me it was after Waiting for Godot. After I did that production. And I was in... Spring 57.
There. We're getting a bit of a reaction. Yeah. All right. Is that all there is to that meeting, though?
Yeah, as far as I know.
All right. What didn't appear there?
Oh, Jack didn't.
All right. Okay. Did you particularly want him to appear on that scene?
No, I didn't even know about him existing. You see, at that point. Really.
Well, you didn't know he existed at all?
No.
All right. Very good. All right. And who didn't find out about that first meeting? I got a reaction.
Well, the people that ran the American Students and Artists Center didn't find out about that.
Oh, yeah. All right. Very good.
Because they were supporting me. They were behind me. It was kind of, I don't know.
Well?
I was getting support from other people, too. I was confused. I was, very confused.
Well, all right. Now we're getting on to something interesting. While they were supporting you, were you looking for support from other people?
Yeah, for my, well, not really. But I felt kind of guilty about people would offer or something. You know, I get admiration and stuff like this. I was becoming an independent figure, you see.
I see.
Kind of like this.
I see.
In a sense.
All right. Good enough. Let me check this over now. Another what question here. Incidental, just to be checked. What about these meetings with Gurney? Now, there's a double tick on these meetings with Gurney.
They're certainly occluded. Huh?
They're
through here.
There's
a year going through there.
All right.
About that.
We're going to put that down as
Boy, I sure troubled Gurney later on, so there must be something in there.
Yeah? Did you do something to her?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, later on there, I fought with her.
Did you do something to her specifically? We got a tick.
One time she wanted to come have supper with me. I told her no, I was going to go with some other people. I kind of pushed her away.
You what?
I kind of repulsed her.
All right.
Repulsed her.
Well, let me ask this question. What about refusing Gurney? No, that isn't live. That isn't quite right. What did you do to Gurney? You repulsed her then?
That time.
Well, when was that?
It was quite a bit later. I was back.
Well, when was it?
60. Spring of 60.
All right, very good.
March of 60.
Is that all there is to it?
Well, there's other stuff during that incident. She was producing, I was directing the production there.
Ah, you were working with her?
Yeah, working together.
Oh, all right. Good. All right.
Questa dimostrazione continua sul lato 2 di questa cassetta.
You mean love affair?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. Neither way, you know, it was... We got together one time and... on this American Theater Association thing. And she said, Fred, she said, I'll help you, but I want something out of it.
Hmm.
And at that time, I wondered, I had the consideration that, well, people should help me because they should help me, you know, not because they want something out of it, you know.
Very funny. All right, we're on the double tick, right?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. And that... that I deserve to be helped, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to give anything in return, except my contribution of art to the world, you know, or something like that. Some jazz. I'm important enough, and I should be helped and not be bothered about things like this. I kind of left her with a maybe on that whole thing.
What did she mean by she expected something out of it? What do you think she meant?
Well, she expected to direct a play down then if she wanted to, or, you know, enter in artistically into the thing. And I wasn't interested in letting her do this. I didn't consider her capable at the time.
Did she ever find out about that?
She never found out about that.
Oh, is there a consistent withhold here on the subject of her capability?
It certainly is, yeah. Certainly is. All through our relationship. Kind of culminating up into producing this play together. I found out in working together that she was very capable.
Oh, I see.
Before that,
You had an opinion through that period.
Yeah.
All right. She didn't find out about this at any time.
No.
Did Jack ever find out about this?
No.
Might Jack have found out about this when he was auditing you?
Yeah, he might have.
Was there anything else about Gurney that Jack might have found out about? That's it.
I had a feeling she was interested in me as a man, you see, sexually.
I see.
I couldn't, I wouldn't want Jack to know that, but I kind of got the idea from her, not through any really terribly overt, kind of covertly.
I see.
And I wouldn't want Jack to know about that.
All right. Now, let me disentangle all of this a little bit here. Let me ask that question again. Check it on the meter.
Yeah.
Might Jack have found out something about you and Gurney when he was auditing you? Getting a little action on this.
Seems to be something else.
It's what something else?
I might have thought something else about me and Gurney, beside what I said.
Something else than this capability thing?
Yeah.
Was there anything else to find out? Got a reaction?
I didn't like her.
All right.
I didn't like her.
Good. Well, might he have practically blown your head off if he'd found out about your opinions with Yearning? Well, what do you think? Something going on here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. My considerations at the time, or my considerations now?
Your considerations at the time.
At the time. Well, he might not have liked me, something like that. But that's
all right, very good. All right. Let me check this lineup now.
Yeah.
Okay? What about conning Jack Campbell? Got a reaction? Instant reaction, but it's not now the dirty needle reaction.
I mean, there's some other times that I conned him. Kind of.
Oh, just give me a rapid rundown. What's the relationship here?
Well, I got some books from him, and never paid him for the books.
All right. Good. Thank you. Any other one?
I was going to trade 25 hours of auditing with him. Since that was a con, because he's a better auditor than I was.
Okay.
Actually, I got 12.
Good. Any others?
Can't think of any right now.
All right. What?
What's the motivator?
Well, it's all right. What's the motivator? Perfectly all right with me.
Well, there was some confusion with him about when I was on the course. When he came on the ACC over here, he and Vincent came over here. And, there's an overt in there.
Yes, but I was going to just ask for it, but you saved me the trouble.
Okay.
All right, what's the overt?
There's an overt in there. He left Mario and myself to teach the course there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were supposed to work together in teaching the course.
Mm-hmm.
But Mario went on a concert tour and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was supposed to come back, and we didn't come back at all. You know. But I went ahead and taught the course myself.
Mm-hmm.
And spent the time blaming Jack, kind of, for not, you know, for let Mario, Jack, everybody else, for my... The overt was... it's kind of... It's something to do with... holding down the whole thing by myself and proving to them that they are no good, or something like this. You know, I don't know.
All right. Good enough. Thank you. All right, let me check this question again. What about conning Jack Campbell? All right. I don't know if that was a reaction or not. I'll check it again. What about conning Jack Campbell? I've still got some kind of reaction. Let's get the 1B checked here. What about these meetings with Gurney? All right, let me check it again. What about these meetings with Gurney? That is clean. All right. Now, let me check the first one again. What about conning Jack Campbell? Let me check it again. What about conning Jack Campbell? I've still got a reaction on that.
Yeah.
It's much quieter.
Yeah.
Everything is smoothing out. There's something else here. Is that the first meeting you had with Jack Campbell?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right.
As far as I know.
Now, did you and Gurney talk about Jack Campbell? All right. There's no reaction there. Is there any other con there that you might have skipped? Did you ever borrow money from him or never paid it back? You so far just mentioned course fees and so forth. Did you ever borrow money and not pay it back?
I think I paid all the money back that I borrowed.
I get no reaction. All right. Did you ever take a girl away from him?
No.
Did you ever steal anything off of him? Did you ever take a fee while you were teaching there and didn't pay it back or something like that? Huh? What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I just remembered. An overt I got against.
Yeah, all right. What is it?
While I was there teaching, you know, teaching the course, holding things down, I used his office, you know, And he said, well, I wasn't supposed to go in the bottom left-hand drawer of his desk.
Right.
I'm not supposed to touch that bottom left-hand drawer.
Okay.
And so I went in the bottom, so I did go in the bottom left-hand drawer.
Right.
And rummaged around there a bit and found some dirty pictures down there.
Okay.
And never told him about that.
Okay. Did he audit you after that?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Good enough. Now let me check this question again. What about conning Jack Campbell? Well, this is getting to look much cleaner.
Yeah.
All right. What about conning Jack Campbell? I'm not now getting an instant read, but it's a little bit before and it's a little bit after.
Yeah. Well, there's several other things that
well, think of anything off that. What's that?
Oh, well, I conned him there.
What?
I took the test, my final exam paper.
Yeah?
From the HPA home, and did it at home.
I see.
In a sense. That's over the con. Well, yeah, because I went home and actually, when I took this paper home, I thought it was a joke about learning the axioms. Memorizing all those axioms. That was silly. Mm-hmm. And when I brought it back, I copied them out of the book, you know. I brought them back, and he looked at it, and he checked it over when he was there, and he saw that everything was perfect in it.
Mm.
You know? And he looked at me kind of funny. Like, well, you got it right.
Mm.
But I caught him there. Because I realized when he looked at me funny that it wasn't a joke. I should memorize those axioms.
Oh, I get you.
And I hadn't.
Oh.
And at that moment, I knew that, really, that I hadn't. And I mean, I should have or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I conned him there.
Okay. Yeah. We got a tape now. Mm-hmm. All right, let me check this question again. What about conning Jack Campbell? This looks fairly clean. I'll check it just one more time. What about conning Jack Campbell? I haven't done anything on it.
That was a big one.
All right.
Funny, because I told you about that once, but it wasn't. It wasn't as precise.
It wasn't who missed the whiffle, was it?
Yeah.
Now, all right. Any chairs safe before we leave this prep checking?
Nope.
All right. You sure that? Mm-hmm. Any chairs safe before we leave this prep checking?
How about the double tick? Is that off?
Ah, I knew it. I can't find it.
Yeah?
It started disappearing when we cleaned up Gurney.
Hmm.
And I haven't seen it. Hmm. But, you ask about it there. There's a wide motion. There's a wider motion. It's about so long, and it isn't the tick I had in the first place.
Mm.
I've got a tick here of some kind or another.
Yeah.
It's not a tick. I've got a stop and a sweep.
Yeah.
But I was looking for a dirty little tick,
yeah.
And it seems to have dived for cover at the moment. Mm. There it is again.
Yeah.
Well, why? What are you thinking of that you're thinking of?
I don't know. That's the funny thing. I kind of look at something. I kind of look at an area of the bank,
mm-hmm.
You know, or something, or a piece of a ridge there, or something like that.
Oh, that's all right.
You know?
It's all right.
And,
it's all right. Okay.
I can bring it back by sweeping, you know, scanning.
Try to bring it back.
Bring it back? Thanks.
a little bit. Little way.
Button there. Push.
Well, there it is.
Creeps up on me.
All right, but do you think we've attained anything there?
Yeah.
Okay, now, let's see what we've got here, okay? Have you told me any half-truth? What's the half-truth?
Well, about writing those things for Robin, maybe. That's what I thought of.
All right.
Like
Thank you. I'll check it on the meter. Have you told me any half-truths? Got it. Check. Bang. Reacts. Think of anything at all? What's that?
Oh, well, there must be some other things with Jack, I think.
Oh, all right. You know? All right. Well, you weren't satisfied that the, what question was clean?
Yeah, I was satisfied.
Yeah.
There was probably other things on the chain there, also. You know, little ones.
All right. Like that. Okay. Thank you. I'll check the auditing question. Have you told me any half-truth? Clean. Untruth? What's the untruth?
Untruth.
Is it untruth?
About Gurney? I don't know.
Think of an untruth?
Well, but she didn't actually, I don't think she really ever really insinuated that she was interested in me sexually. You know, I think it was mainly my own ideas or something. You know, I mean, I kind of switched things around or something.
All right. Okay. You told me any untruths? Got a reaction. Something. All right, I'll ask the question again.
Yeah.
Your answer is you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
I got an idea.
What is it?
Something about beginning rudiments.
You think what up was still hot?
Maybe I kind of had a suspicion or something. I wasn't sure.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a missed withhold or something.
All right.
When you asked about a present time problem, I've had a tiny present time problem that I haven't been able to get sleep too well. Huh?
Yeah.
For the last week or so.
Yeah.
And I thought that it might show up. And then it didn't show up. And I thought it might show up. But it didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought maybe there was something wrong.
All right. Is there an untruth? Was any of that an untruth?
No, it wasn't
untruth. Well, was it an untruth? Did you tell me that?
An untruth?
Thinking of something there.
Well, yeah. If I said I had a present time problem and it didn't react to the meter, then it would be an untruth.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what occurred?
Yeah.
You're not sure?
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
All right, very good. I will check that. All right, have you told me an untruth? Get a reaction. Let me check it again, because you've got a pretty divey needle.
Yeah.
Have you told me an untruth?
Yeah.
This is very equivocal.
Yeah.
But you have a guilty conscience about telling untruths or something of the sort here. This is not getting the same reaction constantly at all.
I have a guilty conscience. It's just, in general, one has a guilty conscience, you know.
Well, does that upset you that I ask you if you've told it untrue?
Yeah.
Is that what this is falling on?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, is it or isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't expect it to fall.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me check it again. Have you told me an untruth? I still get a reaction on this. That's it.
About my friend with the letter?
All right.
My friend?
Well, what's the untruth there? That's it.
Well, I'm not absolutely positive I wrote it to the right address. I have to go back and I have to check my address book to make sure, because I just I wrote the address out, you know, having remembered it. And I'm not like, I have to check my address book.
All right. Thank you. Is there an untruth in that, any place?
Well, I said that...
What was the untruth? That's it.
Well, that he, that I'm sure, well, that I'm sure that he would have told me if he'd moved.
Oh, I see.
You know?
All right.
And maybe he wouldn't have. I'm not sure that he would have told me.
All right, very good. Very good. Have you told me an untruth? All right, that's clean. Or said something only to impress me? I'll check that again. Have you said something only to impress me? Have you said something only to impress me? I haven't got any reaction on that. Your needle's banging around here, so I have to check it. Would you care to answer it?
I was thinking maybe that it was over on Robin. I said, but it wasn't only to impress you. No, it wasn't.
Good. Let me check it again.
Yeah.
Have you said something only to impress me? Now I am getting a kick on this.
Well, it wasn't only to impress you, but maybe it was a little bit to impress you. It was over on Robin about writing him notes and stuff.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Have you said something only to impress me? That's clean. Or tried to damage anyone in this session? Thank you. That's clean. Have you deliberately tried to influence the E-meter? Now, what's the ping on that?
I was looking for...
Oh,
you know?
All right. Very good. All right, I'll check that. Have you deliberately tried to influence the E-meter? I got a little tick on it still.
Well, I implied that I could influence, I suppose, to a certain extent if I could push the button. I said I could push the button there and get a double tick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that was true, that I could push the button any time. Get a double tick.
Yeah.
Push the button. All right.
You know. Okay. All right. Have you deliberately tried to influence the E-meter? Very improbable. I will check it one more time.
Oh, I don't want it to read when I can't find anything to read on.
Oh, I see.
You see?
All right. Have you deliberately tried to influence the E-meter? I haven't got a reading here. But the subject seems to be kind of mucky.
Well, I've kind of held my breath at times, hoping that I wouldn't get any read or something on that. Read a body read or something. I mean, it was silly. You know, sort of holding my breath or holding my body still and holding my hand still to make sure that the meter doesn't read.
All right.
You know.
Good. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you deliberately tried to influence the E-meter? Well... This is a sort of question. It isn't reacting very hard, but there's something there. Feel you gave me a lose by making... I was trying to clean up this double tick, or...
Something to do with that. Not so much.
Like that? Any feeling like that at all?
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe... I thought it at the moment, and I said, what happened to double tick?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, the double tick should have gone by now. You
see, mm-hmm.
I cleared up with Gurney, and that was the end of the double tick.
Mm-hmm.
Then it came back.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, I felt I influenced the E-meter or something to bring it back. I don't know.
All right. Okay. Now, let me check this question again.
Yeah.
Have you deliberately tried to influence the E-meter? That is clean. All right. Have you failed to answer any question or command I've given you in this session? Thank you. That's clean. Have you withheld anything from me? It's a trifle latent, but what is it?
I was thinking there was one question that I may have failed to answer.
What was that?
Much earlier, and I'm surprised it didn't react. I was thinking there was one, and it should have reacted.
Oh, all right.
Or something like
that. I have one question.
The one about, what about those meetings in between? I never did find a meeting in between.
Oh, all right.
You see, those two.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry I asked you a double question then. Yeah. All right. Have you withheld anything from me? I got a reaction.
I don't understand what you meant by double question.
I asked you a question, you answered it, and I asked you another question. I just apologize.
What was that?
Just a moment ago. All right. Let me check this again. Have you withheld anything from me? This is greasy. This hasn't anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Have you withheld anything from me? There is not an instant read on this.
Yeah.
Withheld. Well, there's a bing on withheld.
Yeah.
Withheld. Yes, there's a bing on withheld.
A lot of things I'd like to talk to you about. You know.
Well, all right, now get the question here.
Yeah.
Now. All right. Have you withheld anything from me? All right. It looks much cleaner.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I don't tell you or talked about or something like that. You know, sometimes. I withheld communicating to you how pleased I am to be on the chorus and how many gains I've gotten, how tremendous I think it is. That's all.
Ah, yeah. Very good.
But it's not an overt act. I'm trying to think of overt acts that I've done and I withheld, you know, or something like
that. Oh, I see. All right. Have you withheld anything from me? There's a slight needle change right there on the end of that. There it is. There it is.
Yeah, all right. All right. This is very funny. I got myself in the front, right at the front of the class.
Yeah.
This week, under the assumption that I'm no longer a new student. I'm an old student. Last week, Herbie caught me in the third row from the back in the first lecture, and I kind of snuck up to the third row that first day.
Yeah.
You know, tell me I can sit in the back. New student. Next time. Well, yesterday I got in the second row from the front. No one caught me at it. I was a little games condition thing there. I was seeing if the second week, if you're still a new student, and if I wouldn't be, A, I wouldn't get caught at it, or B, I could argue my way out that I was a new student.
All right.
Something like that.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Have you withheld anything from me? Halt as it goes, as it comes back up. There. There. What do you think about
it?
There.
I had an argument, a little argument with Robin.
Mm-hmm.
After a devoted post.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I can tell you about it.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Let me check this question on the meter. Have you withheld anything from me? A little roughness. Pretty clean. Just a little roughness.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly detectable. A slow rise.
I'm trying to differentiate between motivators and, you know, overt acts and what's really a withhold and what isn't. And, you know, I'm just a little confused on that.
All right.
And,
did that answer the question?
Yeah. And I'm not sure what a withhold is at this point, in a sense, you see?
Oh.
And,
I see.
Because it,
I get you.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
No, it's just a damage somebody, you know? I mean, it's not... I'm confused.
All right.
You know, it's not a withhold, really, because I wouldn't mind telling you.
All right.
I don't...
Very good.
But if I did tell you, it would be kind of a damage. Then it would be an overt act. Then, it, you know, it would... the rudiments would go out. And then, you know, I'm a little confused on what's a withhold. It's something I did.
All right.
And I can't think of anything I did that I, you know, withheld from you.
All right. Let me check the question again. Have you withheld anything from me? Still get a reaction.
Still get a reaction.
There it is.
Like that.
There it is.
Well,
there it is.
It's kind of an overt act now. I changed the franchise thing a little bit while I had the post. And didn't we really figure out an overt act until Robin got excited about it when he took over? And then something happened. And put in some, made franchises a little stiffer, you know, to get a franchise. And made co-op centers beef it up a little bit to, you know, to get more information to them for people who didn't, I felt deserve franchises, or, you know, because they weren't working at it. To kind of give them a gradient to get up to a franchise. Well, I withheld from you telling you that that since Robin took it over, he's switched it back and made franchise very easy to get, you know, and everything else. And I think that's wrong. I withheld telling you that. I think it's wrong.
All right. Okay.
But it's none of my business anymore.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, let me check the question. Have you withheld anything from me? Well, it's clean.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Look around here and tell me if you can have anything. Thank you. Squeeze them cans. All right, squeeze the cans. All right, put the cans up on the table. All right. Touch the table. we were running field, weren't we?
Yeah, well, same thing.
Does it mean anything?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Touch the table. Thank you. Touch your chair. Thank you. Touch that. Good. Thank you. Touch the table. Good. Touch the top of your head. Good. Thank you. Touch the table. Good. Touch your chair. Good. All right. Pick up the cans. Okay. Squeeze the cans. That's much better. Squeeze them again. All right. We're going to let it go. Thank you. All right. Made any part of your goals for this session?
I think so.
Okay.
I think cleaning off this stuff on Jack will help me in Scientology. A, in Scientology, help me in my in studying.
Stay in PT while studying? All right.
Yeah.
Good.
And, what was my other goal?
Sleep? Sleeping night?
Yeah, no trouble. Won't have any trouble.
You're postulating that, or do you...
No, I know.
All right. Okay.
I just go to sleep.
You're not trying to make me look good.
No, I just feel better and feel kind of tired and feel like sleeping instead of nervously tired.
All right. Okay.
I've been nervous and I don't feel as nervous now.
All right. So. I see. Well, have you made any other gains in this session you care to mention?
Cleaned up on Scientology.
All right.
Remember a few things.
Okay.
Didn't remember otherwise.
Anything else?
I just feel more rested.
Oh.
You know, I don't feel as frantic.
Good.
So.
All right. Thank you.
I got on television again.
Oh. Okay.
It's a game.
All right. Okay. Is there anything you care to say or ask before I end this session?
No, thank you.
You sure?
Yeah.
Let me check that. Is there anything you care to ask before I end this session? Thank you. You all right then, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Is it all right for you if I end this session now?
Yeah.
All right, here it is. End of session. Has the session ended for you?
Yeah.
Has it?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Very good. Tell me I'm no longer on it.
You're no longer on it.
Thank you.